This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about misinformation and disinformation. Today, I want a quote from Barton Swaim, who explains how disagreement becomes disinformation. In the early part of the 20th century, progressives placed their faith in the perfectibility of man and held that social ills could be corrected by the means of education. People do bad things, according to this view, because they don't know any better and have bad information. Even secular people can see the folly of such a belief, since many monstrous acts are perpetuated by highly educated and well-informed criminals and tyrants. As Christians, we know that people do bad things because of their sin nature. The promoters of this view include John Kenneth Galbraith and Daniel Bell. These writers and others wanted experts to run the government and prevent the spread of misinformation. A speech Barack Obama gave to Google employees in 2007 illustrates this view. He began by claiming that American people at their core are a decent people, but they're just misinformed, or they're too busy, or they're trying to get their kids to school, they're working, they don't have enough information. Therefore, Google and other enlightened influencers need to provide good information and protect people from disinformation. Now, Barton Swaim reminds us that during the Obama years, fact-checking took a firm hold on American journalism, and they weren't just looking for typos, but began labeling arguments they disagreed with such things as false or mostly false or lacking context, even while conceding that the statements were true. So that's why today you find so many examples of true statements that nevertheless receive the labels misinformation and disinformation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.